For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. You can also stream the show online at www.federalnewsradio.com, and you can listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by visiting our radio show archive, which is located on the Village Green website. That's at www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, it will take you to the archive show section. Today, we're going to be talking about an interesting topic related to mind-body medicine and the effects of and the interrelationship between your mind and your body. And we're going to have an expert on the phone who specializes in working with people to help work with their mental state to affect their physical state. You know, many of us, when we have a physical ailment or a physical symptom, the way that our current medical system is set up and the current ideologies we believe in immediately lead us to assume that there must be something wrong with the physical body. We very much underplay and underestimate the effect that mental stress and the role that our mind plays in affecting our body. And that is what we're going to discuss today. There's this term mind-body medicine that I believe many people have heard about, and many people have heard that term, but I don't think many people truly understand how interconnected they are. Even using the term mind-body medicine gives the assumption that the mind and the body are separate, and that you have to sort of make this logical connection between the two, whereas in reality, there is no separation between your mind and your body. They are one and the same, and every thought, every emotion, everything that happens in your mind and in your psychology has an effect on your body. And so there is no parsing these two issues out. And I believe, based on what my interpretation of the term mind-body medicine was, and the way that I see people perceive it, is it's this idea that we have these two very separate things, and this is a field that tries to interconnect them. And in a way, it does, but I think it's a little bit more powerful to think about it in the context that they are one and the same. And to achieve good physical health, you have to have mental health and mental, you have to treat that area of the body. And the same is true otherwise. If you want your brain to be healthy and your mind to be healthy, you have to take care of your physical body. So today we're going to be talking to Dr. Diane Gilman. She is a licensed clinical psychologist and founder of the Center for Mind and Body Health. She specializes in the treatment of children, teens, and adults with chronic illnesses and chronic pain, as well as those suffering from undiagnosed illnesses. She also treats clients of all ages with anxiety, depression, phobias, grief, loss, eating disorders, and difficulty adjusting to life changes and relationship stress. In addition, Dr. Gilman treats those wishing to lose weight and break habits such as smoking, skin picking, and checking or superstitious behaviors associated with obsessive compulsive disorder. Along with individual, couples, families, and group therapy, Dr. Gilman also provides psychological testing and conducts workshops, presentations, and lectures in the community. She uses a holistic and integrated approach to therapy that utilizes several psychological theories such as cognitive behavior therapy, humanistic psychology, and family systems theory. Dr. Gilman also uses knowledge of mind-body techniques to address mental and physical health concerns. Her goal is to provide a unique treatment approach that addresses the entire person to heal and empower her clients. Dr. Gilman has a master's degree in general psychology from Villanova University, as well as a master's degree and doctoral degree in clinical psychology from the American School of Professional Psychology. She's worked in a variety of settings, including inpatient mental health, outpatient community mental health, nonprofit outpatient clinics, and group and private practice. You can learn more about her by visiting her website, which is www.centerformindandbodyhealth.com. It's all one word, www.centerformindandbodyhealth.com. Dr. Gilman, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I started off by doing a brief introduction about mind-body medicine. You know, I mean, maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit more and help us understand this concept a little bit better.
Sure. So I really got into mind-body medicine a couple of years back when I realized that a lot of the clients that I was seeing would come in for anxiety and depression but had been sick with either chronic or undiagnosed physical conditions or pain for multiple years at a time and had been bounced around from specialist to specialist without really any relief and in some cases without a cause or a prognosis. And, you know, I loved what you said earlier about the mind being underplayed in the body. It's also the other way around. The body tends to have a very powerful effect on the mind as well. So the two have been very empirically supported that they go together. The problem is that we are in a system that predominantly segregates not only the mind from the body, but the different physical systems within the body. And science has shown that these are all very related together and that a positive effect on one has a positive effect on the other and vice versa.
Great. So maybe give us some, you know, examples. Help us understand sort of maybe some of the in very basic terms, some of the science that's been carried out. I know that, you know, there's been some phenomenal work that was pioneered by Dr. Candace Pert a long time ago in her really wonderful book, Molecules of Emotion, that even sort of started this idea of exploring the fact that, you know, what we think and what happens in our mind certainly affects our body and vice versa.
Absolutely. So anytime that we have an emotional experience, what happens is that the brain relays that into different neurochemicals or different hormones that then circulate throughout our bloodstream and affect the different cells and the different systems of our bodies. We know that when we are anxious, we have stress hormones like cortisol is one that a lot of people are familiar with. Cortisol has a very negative effect on the body. It causes us to increase our fat stores, so we tend to gain weight. It causes us to sleep less. So we have things like insomnia. It causes us to digest at a slower rate. So we have things like IBS or different gastroenterological symptoms. We also know that when the cells are affected by these hormones, they tend to become addicted to some of the chemicals. So we know that people who are chronically anxious have cells that have a higher threshold for anxiety hormones and therefore require more and more and more and send those systems or those signals back up to the brain. So then the brain gets the signals from the body and produces more anxiety hormones. So it's a very positive feedback loop where one affects the other and it happens in a continuous cycle until we do something to intervene.
Mm-hmm. Until we basically break that cycle. And I'm assuming that's what you help your clients do is identify what cycles they may be stuck in and help them with tools to break that cycle. Is that right?
Absolutely. So the first thing that we go over are what are the triggers for this? When do we notice that either the different physical symptoms are coming up or the emotional symptoms? I believe that both are cues that something is going on. So a client can come in and say, I'm having a lot of muscle tension, but I've been to an orthopedist and, you know, my shoulder looks fine. I've had an MRI of my spine and that looks fine. Nobody can figure out why I'm in the pain that I'm in. We use that as then a symptom that there is some sort of stressor going on, either a physiological stressor in the body or a mental stressor such as emotions in the brain. Sometimes we can just, the client can identify, I got very anxious in this situation, and that's a good cue as well. So what we're looking for are signals from either the body or the brain that let us know that that feedback loop is happening. And then once those triggers are identified, we can tell most people have patterns. They might get very anxious in certain situations and then notice maybe their heart is pounding. Or they might get, you know, stuck in traffic and they notice that their shoulders are clenched. But that comes before the experience of the emotion. So what I teach them to do is to identify these triggers so that we can figure out where to intervene at that point.
Well, it's a great, great strategy. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times as I watch, you know, people and coach people and help people as a doctor with their health concerns, it's amazing how many cases I've seen where people are stuck in what looks like a physical condition that may be, gastrointestinal disturbance, it may be insomnia, it may be fatigue, brain fog, difficulty with focus or concentration. And, you know, we know that there's something stressful going on in their life and they don't necessarily have the tools to cope with it, to break this cycle. And so we direct therapies at the physical body with, I would say, sometimes marginal results. And then all of a sudden, I'll see that same patient maybe 6 months later after those stressors or issues have cleared up, and without really any intervention on the physical body, all of their symptoms have resolved. Their sleep is better, their energy is better, they're no longer maybe having anxiety, their fatigue is resolved, their GI system is normalized. And it's just so amazing the instances that I've seen about how powerful stress and basically overload on the mind can affect the physical body. And we certainly know that this exists. We know that people are more likely to develop autoimmune conditions when they are highly stressed, and more likely to get immune mistakes, which is basically when the immune system identifies cells in your own body as foreign invaders versus the things that like viruses and bacteria. And there's very, very clear connections between chronic stress and the development of illness and conditions. Even some of the best studies that we always, you know, were taught about in medical school when we were learning about this issue was stress and suppressed immune function. And basically, they would take medical students and expose them to viruses and infections during their finals week. And basically, the students that were more stressed had higher rates of getting the infection versus students that weren't. And so clearly, the mental effects of stress have this profound effect on the immune system. And as you mentioned, they also have a profound effect on the other endocrine systems of the body, including the adrenal glands and cortisol production and DHEA production. And those are all very, very important pieces that all need to be in line in order for somebody to enjoy optimal physical and mental health. When we come back from the break, Dr. Gilman, maybe we can talk about some specific conditions like anxiety and depression, and maybe we can get into some specific case studies and elaborate on this issue a little further, and then maybe start giving out some, little tips on ways that people can start identifying triggers and maybe some tools they can use to work on them. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in CogniSure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. CogniSure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure to set your dials. You can also listen to us online at www.federalnewsradio. Also, all of our shows are archived on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes and type in Essentials of Healthy Living, and you can stream any of our shows as a podcast very easily through your smartphone. So today we are talking about mind-body medicine, which I think is a very interesting topic that is very often overlooked but becoming more popular. We have on the show with us today Dr. Diane Gilman. She's a licensed psychologist and does mind-body counseling as well as other counseling at her practice in Bethesda, Maryland. You can learn more about her, her training, and her practice by visiting www.centerformindandbodyhealth.com. Dr. Gilman, thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us today.
Absolutely.
So we were sort of wrapping up some basic topics related to mind-body medicine in the last segment. I was talking a little bit about cortisol and adrenal function. I think that brings us to a segue of some really interesting components related to our nervous system, our sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, or some people call it our fight and flight and relaxation pieces of our nervous system. I know that's something that you would be interested in elaborating on, so please help us understand sort of how our nervous system works and how these two systems are in balance and how the work that you do may influence it.
Sure, I'd love to. This is one of my favorite things to teach about because I think it is the best example of the mind-body connection. Most people are familiar with the stress response or the fight or flight response. And really, this is an evolutionarily adaptive response. It was designed to keep us safe from physical threats, such as wild animals or bad weather, things like that. And what happens in the body is a very specific chain of reactions where things either turn on or turn off. So the things that are on, most people are familiar with these. We'll have an increased heart rate to pump oxygen and blood to the different muscles of the body so that we can gear up to either flee or to fight. We'll have shallow, rapid breathing so that we can get a drastic increase in oxygen, again, to oxygenate our muscles to be able to run away or to fight. We'll have muscle tension because we're ready to run or fight. On the flip side of that, we have things that turn off, like digestion. Digestion is not really deemed important if we're in the face of a physical threat to our life. The same thing is true of our immune systems. Those tend to shut off, as well as sleep. It's not important to sleep because we need to stay awake in order to survive. What that looks like in modern day is, you know, things, we have this reaction set off for things that are not physical threats, what I like to call perceived threats. So maybe we're running late or we have to give a presentation. That fight or flight response will turn on. And the detriment of that is people who have chronic anxiety or chronic worry, maybe even depression or a physical chronic stressor, any type of stress, whether it's a mental stress or a physical stress, is enough to turn this response on. The flip side, the things that turn off, the depression, the immune system, the sleep, that's when we start to see the physical relationship to these mental perceived threats. So I start to see, as you had mentioned earlier, clients that will come in with chronic IBS, which is really you know, you have some gastro issues, but we don't really know the root cause. We're not really sure what's going on. Clients who wake up in the middle of the night and immediately start to worry. Clients who are sicker for longer or get sick very easily. And that's because these fight or flight responses, these systems are chronically turned on. Where we can intervene with this is very powerful and very exciting, is we can induce something called the relaxation response. This is a term coined by Herbert Benson, and it really is the physiological opposite of the fight or flight response. And it's important to know that you can't be both in the fight or flight response and in the relaxation response, because they're direct opposites. So when we're in the relaxation response, we have things like a slower heart rate or deeper, slower breathing. Our muscles will tend to relax. It's when we tend to do our best healing because our immune systems are on. We digest more normally and we're able to sleep. People who have their fight or flight response continually triggered, either by a physical stressor or by a mental stressor, are not able to switch over as easily to the relaxation response. Either they're conditioned that way or maybe they're in that feedback loop and can't get out of it. And so we can do things. We know that empirically, science is supporting things like meditation or yoga or even a simple act of doing deep breathing. And we can switch on that relaxation response to promote things like healing and healthy restorative sleep and better digestive functioning. And it really does make a world of difference for people who are living with these chronic physical conditions or chronic pain or even chronic mental conditions like anxiety and stress.
Yeah, that was a great summary. And I think this is an incredibly important point and something that I often talk to my patients about who are dealing with chronic stress or dealing with chronic health issues. And it's that balance of those two sides of the nervous system, and you refer to as the fight or flight and relaxation. It's also referred to as the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. And, you know, we wonder why we're in chronic stress. If you look at most people's daily routine from the minute they wake up to the minute they go to bed, everything is sort of dealing with these perceived stressors or promoting that sympathetic or fight or flight response. Everything from waking up unexpectedly to an alarm clock, immediately getting a jolt of caffeine, which most Americans do, drinking a cup of coffee, and then it's rushing out the door to work. There's oftentimes traffic and commuting involved, which is certainly stressful. At the office, it's emails and stress and deadlines and timelines, and then it's home. And then even our relaxation time is often spent watching or viewing things that trigger sympathetic or flight or fight responses by watching an action movie or watching some type of reality show or watching a, you know, show that is about solving murders or mysteries or watching the news or politics or something that we sort of like to unwind with, but really it's just continuing to feed that sympathetic side of the nervous system. And yeah. And so you look at people's daily routines, there's no time when they are really actively engaging the relaxation portion of their nervous system. And what I tell people, and Dr. Gilman, I'm guessing you'll probably agree, you think of them like a muscle. And if you were to think of like one, the relaxation side as your right arm and the fight or flight side as your left arm, if you went to the gym and you only worked out your fight or flight arm, you only did curls with one arm, you would have a huge muscle on that side and no muscle on the other. And that's sort of how these branches of the nervous system work. You have to actively engage the relaxation side in order to be able to tap into it. So the interesting work that I've seen, you know, was done with monks who meditate, you know, extensively throughout the day. And it's a bit of an extreme example of meditation and engaging the parasympathetic or relaxation side of the nervous system. But if you take somebody who is a regular meditator, let's say, and you expose them to a stressor, and that stressor could be something we know now, even in an email with a subject line from your boss that may make you anxious, can elevate stress hormones for anywhere to 4 to 6 hours after you initially read the email.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And people who are, if you work out or exercise or actively engage in things like meditation, what they find is that when you expose somebody to a stressful event, they may get a blip in their stress hormones, but very quickly it returns back to baseline. Versus if you expose somebody who's stuck in the fight or flight response, like most people are every day, and you expose them to a stress, they don't come down for hours. and the hormonal milieu in their body, the stress hormones, the stress chemicals that are designed to respond to fight or flight, will stay elevated for a long period of time, even after a very small perceived stress. Is that sort of what you've learned in your studies as well, Dr. Gilman? I'm not an expert in this, but that's the impressions that I've gotten.
Yes, that's very accurate. It's just so hard for people who are used to flexing that muscle, as you said, I like that metaphor, to be able to have the strength to flip over, especially because, you know, a lot of our work here at the Center for Mind and Body Health is teaching people to identify that this is even going on. A lot of people are very unaware that this is even happening because it seems routine to have these emails or come home and watch these crime shows. Even the example of the crime show is a great one because we don't even have to have the stressors happening to us to engage this fight or flight response. We can even imagine, let's say we're laying in bed the night before, we can even imagine giving a presentation 2 days from now and our body will turn on because our brains and our bodies don't know the difference between stress that isn't happening to us, like on a crime show, or stress that's imagined sometime in the future. Regardless, the system still turns on.
Yeah. And I mean, I also believe that, you know, our current lifestyle in other ways has made the situation a little bit worse, and that we also, you know, expose ourselves to a lot of artificial light later at night, which changes the stress hormone balances. And when we lived, when humans lived in a manner, and I'm not saying I want to go back to this, but, you know, when we didn't, we spent more time in nature. And, you know, I firmly believe that the cues given to us by nature will stimulate the relaxation part of the nervous system, just like it can stimulate the stress part, like if you're getting chased by a lion. But if you are spending time outside and all of a sudden a beautiful sunset occurs and there's a babbling stream and birds chirping and there's a moment of peace and silence, it almost automatically engages your body into a parasympathetic mode where we get those cues, or watching a sunrise or having a moment of quiet in nature reinforces that relaxation side of things. And we don't get those cues really anymore because we live in urban environments. We spend most of our time inside and we don't spend a lot of time out in nature. And I think that, you know, although it's not the cause of all the problems, I think it compounds this idea of how our bodies used to strike a balance between stressors and relaxation, and how we may have had a better balance in the past. Because, you know, we oftentimes forget that, you know, our current lifestyle is of how we live now is 200-300 years old, and humans have been around for 300,000 years. So it's still, we're still adjusting to what we've created around us. And for most of our human history, we didn't live in an environment like this. And I believe we're still adjusting in many ways.
Absolutely. You know, really the sophistication of our brains to tell the difference has not caught up, even though evolutionarily, exactly what you're saying, you know, we had certain things in place in our environments to keep the stress down.
Yes. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Gilman, let's, you know, sort of get into maybe some case examples, maybe talking about some strategies that people can engage in. Because my biggest issue is, you know, I'll sit down with patients and talk to them about it, and they're so excited and they're, this is such a great idea, but it's very difficult. And I'm guilty of the same thing, to start engaging that side of your nervous system. It's a lot of, it actually is work. It's like if you were right-handed and you broke your right hand and you had to learn to write with your left. It's really hard to do things with that non-dominant side of your body. And in this case, we're talking about the nervous system. And I think a lot of people tend to give up on it. You know, they don't necessarily have tools that they feel are easy to engage to do meditation or to do, you know, some type of practice that can help their bodies manage stress better. So I'm hoping that you can share some case examples and maybe some tools with us that people can start to at least explore that may be helpful. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week. So make sure to tune in here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Just want to make a couple announcements, a few things going on with the Village Green. They've been sponsoring our show and have been a staple of health and wellness here in the Bethesda area for 40 years. Village Green is offering a free personalized program for whole health called IQU. Using the revolutionary new online smart tool, you can learn about your disease risk and what to do about them, find out about possible underlying nutritional deficiencies. Plus, you have an option to order custom supplement packs for your individual situation. You can try IQU today by going to www.youhealth.com to create your own customized health plan. It's a really interesting tool with amazing questionnaires. It's been developed over the course of the last 10, 15 years in one of the most advanced artificial intelligence software programs designed to help you understand more about your health. Also, Village Green is having their spring sale from Tuesday, March 24th through Saturday, April 18th. It's 30% off of all pathway products and 25% off of their top supplement brands like Metagenics, Zymogen, Thorne, Nordic Naturals, and a few others. There's also offering at Village Green SpectraCell micronutrient testing. So have you ever wondered what vitamins and minerals you're missing? SpectraCell micronutrient testing can reveal a person's functional nutritional status over a much longer period of time than conventional blood testing. Their micronutrient test measures 35 nutritional components, including vitamins, antioxidants, minerals, and amino acids. Knowing your levels can support you in feeling better and living healthier. So come to the Village Green Apothecary in Suite 202A on Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. No fasting is required. You can get your blood drawn on the spot. The cost of the test is only $125 with all health insurances. So it's a great deal because normally it's about a $600 test, but as long as you have some type of health insurance, it's guaranteed to be only $125. So thank you for listening. We've been talking today with Dr. Diane Gilman. She runs the Center for Mind and Body Health in Bethesda, Maryland. We've been talking about the mind-body connection. In the last segment, we were discussing this relationship between the fight and flight side of your nervous system and the relaxation side of your nervous system. In this segment, Dr. Gilman, I'd love for you to start helping people understand or maybe teaching just some basic tools about what people can start doing to more actively balance these different and opposing sides of our nervous system to keep their body, mental state, and physical state in a more balanced, ideal state of health.
Sure. So one of the easiest things that people can start doing is something called deep breathing. And a lot of people think that just means take deeper breaths, but there's actually a really easy way to learn how to do this, and it's almost immediately effective for anybody that tries it. The physiology behind deep breathing is that when we breathe down to the base of our lungs, which are actually a lot longer, they end right around our upper belly, right by our belly button. If we can send breaths all the way down so that our stomach actually inhales instead of our chest rising and falling, that's when we're doing the shallow breathing that we tend to do that promotes stress and anxiety. If we can send our breaths deeper, we are hitting so many more air sacs in the air in the lungs, and we are increasing the amount of oxygen that's going to the brain. And what that does physiologically is it flips off the fight or flight response, and it flips on the relaxation response almost instantly without a lot of effort or mental strain from the individual. And the way to do this is we want to make sure that our exhales are double the length of our inhales. So we also want to hold our breath at the top before we start exhaling. And the reason that we're going to do that is we want to really slow the rate of the breathing down, which also sends a signal to the brain that it's time to relax. And we want to make sure that we're regulating our breathing so that it's nice and even. I always like to ask people to pick a number depending on their lung capacity, if they want to inhale for a count of 4 and exhale for 8, or if they want to inhale for 3 and exhale for 6. And really, it's whatever feels the most comfortable to you. But you're going to do those counts in your head. And that will also help you to stop worrying or focusing or obsessing on whatever it was that was immediately a stressor to you before you started.
That's a great tool. So deep breathing, we know, has been, everybody always talks about it. I think people forget to do it. And I think what's interesting about these exercises is it's the same thing that I tell people about going to the gym, you know, for people that are deconditioned and haven't been exercising. So you got to get back into an exercise regimen if you want your health to be where you want it to be. People come in and they say, I don't feel well about this, and I don't feel good about this, and I don't like this about my body. And I say, okay, well, we're going to make some changes. We're going to be able to get you where you want to be, but you're going to have to make some lifestyle commitments. And one of them is going to be some exercise. And if you want the results that you're asking for, you're going to have to do this. So they say, fine. And I tell everybody the first month is kind of miserable. You know, the first month is not very fun. The first month of getting back into an exercise routine feels like work. But typically after the first month, usually about 3 weeks, definitely by 4 weeks, people are starting to see the changes in their body. They're starting to notice that they have more energy, even when they're not exercising. They even have more energy at rest. They're noticing changes in their body. Their belt size is shrinking. They're maybe losing a little bit of weight, or at least their body mass index is shifting. They feel stronger. They are sleeping better. They feel less stressed. They're starting to see the benefits. And then it becomes, wow, I really like exercising. It's no longer as much work. It's actually more reward than it is work. And Dr. Gilman, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, is this what you also see? What I've experienced is that you need to commit to, let's say, trying to actively do maybe 30 seconds of deep breathing 3 times a day for maybe a set period of time. And then all of a sudden, you don't really have to remember to do it. You start to identify such a positive result from it that it becomes more self-motivational to continue. Do you observe that?
Actually, I observe quite the opposite. I find that most people, when they learn the deep breathing here in the office, they have almost an immediate effect of relief. They can notice their muscles kind of loosening up. They can notice their stomach feels less clenched and more relaxed. They can notice just an overall very calm physical state from that relaxation response. And I know that for those clients is motivation enough to keep doing it. I think the hard part for them is realizing how to do it outside of the office. The office is a very unique environment. But I tell people, you know, you can do this in the shower, you can do this in the car, you can do this at night when you're laying awake in bed. The longer that you do it, the more the relaxation response will turn on and stay on. It's pretty immediate, which is why I like to teach it, because it's both easy and it has very good effective results almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is, I think most people will feel immediately relaxed when they do it. It's just the getting in the habit of doing it, because I know that when I engage in these therapies and I get in the habit of doing it, I notice exactly what I describe to people, and that when I get into a stressful situation, instead of that stress response sort of spinning out of control, when I'm doing things like regular meditation or really making time to do deep breathing on a regular basis, it's so much easier for me to get out of that stress response, because my body remembers what it feels like to be relaxed, because I've been reinforcing this relaxation behavior over and over and over again. And I think really the trick is to be consistent with something. So what other therapies or what other techniques, do you think are worth exploring for people? Ones that you can't teach obviously over the radio, but ones that you think are worth looking into?
Mindfulness meditation is one that I also really like to suggest for people. There's a lot of great work by Jon Kabat-Zinn. He's got a lot of great resources that people can look up, but the heart of mindfulness meditation, you know, when I suggest meditation to my clients, a lot of them say either I've already tried that, or they kind of roll their eyes, or they say it's really difficult.
That's what I hear.
There's a couple of different types of meditation. Traditionally, I think when people think of meditation, they kind of picture somebody, maybe a monk or somebody very religious, sitting down and saying om for a long time. And it's very hard for them to keep doing that and continuously block out some of the thoughts that they have. They think that the idea of meditation is to really block out everything else and get to this level of transcendence and peace. But that's not realistic for us. We live in a very chaotic world where it's not always possible for us to completely relax, even if we're lying in bed or even if we're watching TV. So mindfulness meditation is a little bit the opposite. It's more of an inclusive type of meditation where we pay attention to everything. We pay attention to the information from the five senses that are coming in, what we're smelling, what we're hearing. We pay attention to how our clothes are feeling on our body or the weight of the chair beneath us. We also pay attention to the various thoughts and emotions that we're having. And the idea is to foster awareness. So almost as if you are watching a play and you're sitting in the audience, you want to learn more about what's happening. This is how we identify patterns and triggers for us and ways to intervene. So it's a lot less pressure than what people traditionally think meditation is, because if you're having, say, an anxiety disorder or depression, it's very difficult to block out some of these thoughts. These thoughts are intrusive and they're constant. So prescribing traditional meditation is not going to work for this clientele. You really want to advocate something like mindfulness meditation, which is paying attention to everything, looking at everything, and then practicing just letting it go, which is not only a great way to invoke the relaxation response and identify patterns, but also a good habit to be in when you've got these uncontrollable kind of intrusive thoughts, practicing just letting them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So who did you mention? Was it Jon Kabat?
Yes, Jon Kabat-Zinn.
Okay, so that's Jon and then Kabat-Zinn. And, you know, it seems that he has, I think, and these are really helpful, like meditation CDs, things that for people that feel a little bit overwhelmed about the idea of just starting out on their own without having any guidance. There are so many great CDs that you can purchase that you can listen to, which help sort of guide you through it and work through it. And I think that's a really valuable resource for people. So he's got, I think, some great resources for people. And I'm sure there's many, many more. Any other tools worth mentioning, Dr. Gilman, that you think are that you have found to be very effective in your clinical practice?
Sure. I've also found that if people can, you know, lay still or sit still and kind of tune into their bodies. This is what we tend to do the opposite of all day long. We pay attention to everything externally. But people start to notice just as the same as mental patterns, they start to notice physical patterns. So they start to couple, you know, heart palpitations with the sensation of anxiety, or stomach problems with the sensation of stress, or a sense of lethargy or fatigue with the emotion of depression. So tuning into the body and doing what I like to call a body check, which is closing your eyes and mentally scanning from your toes all the way up to your head, down your front, mm-hmm. and then back down the back. So you're really paying attention to every muscle, every part of the body, and seeing where there's pain, where there's discomfort, and then checking in with your mind and seeing, you know, what's the corresponding emotion, if there is one. And then doing the relaxation response techniques like the breathing, like the meditation, or yoga is also a really great one. There's a lot of good classes and clinics for that. Engaging in those to kind of uncouple those two sensations, that really tends to help things like chronic pain, chronic illness, but also to teach us more about our bodies. And the more aware we are, the better chance we have of healing from both mental and physical stressors.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody needs to find, you know, what works for them. I think the toughest, and I'm assuming you've seen this, are, you know, people that are very sort of type A driven. They thrive on go, 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 adrenaline. You know, they say, yeah, I work out, I go to the gym, and they run as hard as they can and lift as many weights as they can. And to try and get those people to slow down and do something like yoga is almost torture for them. And so you've got to, you know, work to find the tool that works the best for you. And I think that, you know, every single, most of the very highly successful executives and, you know, people that have done very, very well and led many people and had very high positions of responsibility often utilize these types of techniques, whether it be transcendental meditation or some sort of meditation. And it usually, every single one will tell you that it enhances their performance. It enhances their ability to be successful. So the idea that you have to constantly be stressed to be successful, I think, is a misconception that many people have that's sort of perpetuated through our culture and what we think success looks like. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Gilman, let's talk about some case studies and kind of some real life instances or conditions where you've actually really been able to help people overcome something by helping them utilize these stress relieving techniques and really make that connection between what's going on in their mind and what's going on in their body and vice versa. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We've been having a really interesting conversation relating to mind-body connection. I think we've covered a lot of great information. My special guest, Dr. Diane Gilman, is a licensed psychologist, clinical psychologist here in Bethesda, Maryland, and she runs her practice, the Center for Mind and Body Health. You can learn more by going to www.centerformindandbodyhealth.com. Just real quick, wanted to remind everybody about a couple things we have going on at the Village Green. You can get your free customized health profile using our new, very exciting artificial intelligence software program called IQU by going to www.iquyouhealth.com. Also, make sure to stop in between now and April 18th for our spring sale, and also stop in on Fridays between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for SpectraCell micronutrient testing, which is a great value at $125 to learn about what nutrients you may be deficient in to help customize your supplement protocol and learn more about what vitamins and nutrients you might need to achieve optimal health. So, Dr. Gilman, we've covered a lot in the show today. I think in this last segment, we wanted to bring it around and maybe have you share with us a case example of somebody that you've helped so that people can kind of understand a real story about a health illness, what interventions you decided to use with this person, and the outcomes that they got as a result of doing it. So I'll let you take it away from here.
Sure. My favorite example of everything that we've been talking about coming into play is a young woman that I saw when she was 36 when I first started seeing her. She came in complaining of insomnia, a lot of digestive issues. She had shoulder pain that radiated from her neck down to her arms, and sometimes her fingertips would feel numb. She had heart palpitations, and all of these things were checked out by various specialists with no real diagnosis or answers, and no real way to intervene. The other interesting fact about her is that she had been menstruating for about 23 years at that point and never had her cycle been regular. It would sometimes come 3 times a month and sometimes once every 3 months. And at least a couple weeks before and during her cycle would be an increase of all of the symptoms that I just talked about. So she was really living a very poor quality of life. She had never been to therapy before. So when she came in, we introduced her to some of these mind-body techniques that we've been talking about. And the first thing that we did was the deep breathing to kind of regulate some of the stress and the anxiety that was going on with all of these conditions. She was very afraid that she was going to have a heart attack or very afraid that there was some sort of neurological issue with her arm, and just very distrustful of the fact that she didn't have a diagnosis.
Sure.
So we worked a lot with that, those emotional components there. Within about, I'd say, 2 to 4 sessions, she had learned the basics of mindfulness meditation and doing some of those body scans. She had put into practice deep breathing. She had started journaling and doing meditation, and was really having a beneficial effect on her mental symptoms, but still no significant change on the physical symptoms other than right after she had done some of the deep breathing or any of the techniques that had done engaged the relaxation response. So she wasn't really having long-term benefits from what we were doing, but the short-term benefits were promising.
Right. So she'd get a little bit of relief when she would do it.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. It would last for maybe a couple minutes to a couple hours, but then ultimately she would go right back into the same patterns.
Okay.
So we kept kind of exploring some of the underlying fears that she had about these conditions, some of the outside life stress. We looked at things, other physical stressors like diet, lack of sleep, getting her into an exercise routine, all of which were lacking and very inconsistent. And we got everything to be very regular for her. So she was regularly deep breathing, regularly meditating, eating regular meals at regular intervals, going to bed on time. And around about the eighth session, I really started to see a change in her physically. She was having less of the muscle pain. Her finger numbness was completely gone. The heart palpitations were not as frequent, and they would not last as long. She also would get the flu every winter for more weeks than anybody else. And throughout this winter that I was working with her, she actually didn't get the flu at all. So we knew that that relaxation response was really supporting her immune system. My favorite part of what happened with her was around maybe 3 months, she came in and said that the pain from her cycles, her menstrual cycles, was starting to go down and her moods were more regulated. And in about 6 months, we could actually pinpoint the day and time that her cycle was going to come. She was regular for the first time, not on any medications, not on any birth controls or hormones. She had actually given up on all of those because none of them worked. So this is a really great example of somebody who was very committed to, you know, coming into therapy and exploring the mental aspect, but also really open to the idea that the mind and the body are connected and using these tools faithfully. We saw a very dramatic change in her to where she's now living a really great quality of life.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story and a great example. And I think mirrors the things that I often see, but many times, you know, the people that I work with, because I don't and am not as well trained as you in these therapies, it sort of happens by circumstance where all of a sudden their stressful situation will come to an end just as a circumstance of life working itself out. And we see all of these conditions and issues resolve. But I think the take home message is that you don't have to wait for that. We are always all under stress and life brings us many stressful situations all of the time. And if we just learn and practice the right coping tools, it can help keep our body in balance and is as important as eating healthy, exercising, and, you know, taking care of your body. You've got to take care of your mind as well. And I think that's really, you know, the point that that case drives home.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, well, that was a lot of really great information. Any sort of last bits of information that you'd like to share with people? We're just about out of time.
Sure. I guess just to be more open to being aware that these two systems are connected, and to seek out practitioners if you're not getting any answers traditionally, to seek out practitioners that are really willing to connect to these two. We know that research supports this. So, you know, there are possibilities for people who are getting the doors kind of shut in their face with a diagnosis or a cure. There are other options out there.
Right. Well, I mean, and at the end of the day, where, you know, there are many people that I see that have complex medical conditions that don't necessarily have a specific diagnosis. And I think, you know, while any technique, whether it be mind-body techniques, mindful meditation, nutrient therapies, medications, they all will affect you in some way. I think in this regard, for people that have complex health conditions, while it may not necessarily cure every issue they have, certainly regulating your mind and managing your stress and supporting the optimal physiology of your body, even if it doesn't completely fix or alleviate all of your symptoms, it certainly makes coping with them a whole lot better. And we know that it will improve quality of life in many ways. And I think that, you know, anybody would be hard pressed to argue that implementing these types of relaxation exercises on a regular basis would not improve their quality of life. I think it would improve anybody's quality of life who does it. And I believe many, many people would benefit and should learn more about it. So thank you for the resources you shared with us. Thank you for the stories that you shared with us. And, you know, I think it was a great, great way to help people explain and understand a little bit more about how the mind-body connection really does impact optimal health. So thank you, Dr. Gilman. Really appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for today. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a couple weeks with another great topic. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.